Welcome to a special Christmas edition of The Compass, the podcast ministry of Calvary Baptist Church of Fayetteville, Arkansas. I'm your host, Dan Carson, pastor of Family Ministries here at Calvary. We're thrilled that you've chosen to download and listen. We want to wish each of you a very Merry Christmas as we celebrate the birth of God's greatest gift to mankind, the gift of His Son, Jesus. Now, if you have questions about the Word or about our ministry here in Fayetteville, let me encourage you to reach out. You can contact us through email at info@calvaryfayetteville.com or call us at 479-442-4634. Again, that number is 479-442-4634. Now, on today's podcast, Pastor Kirk is sharing a special message from our Christmas candlelight service and focusing on the truth, all is well. Let's listen together.
All is well. All is well. Sing alleluia. All is well. Is that kind of hard to accept tonight? I mean, after all, I think we will all agree, as a nation, we have come through one of the most difficult years that we have ever experienced. Certainly the most difficult one in our lifetimes. Maybe not personally, but collectively as a people. And we're not through it yet. For all the signs of what I can see, 2021 is looking suspiciously a lot like 2020. We're in the midst of a worldwide pandemic. Almost 2 million deaths in our world, over 300,000 in our own country. Children do not know from one day to the next if they will be able to attend school. Businesses have closed. Jobs have been lost for thousands of people, maybe some of you here. This pandemic has divided and separated us from family and friends. It could very well be that your family will be like our family tonight and tomorrow. In the next few days, it won't be as many of us because of the separation this has caused. Masks and blue tape separates our church family, at least logistically, hopefully not in our hearts and affections for one another. Many of our at-risk brothers and sisters isolate themselves at home. Who would be here tonight? But out of fear of catching a virus that would be very likely fatal for them, they are not here. Some of our family members and friends have died, either from the pandemic or other accidents and illnesses of this past year. And for that, we grieve and we feel the loss. Not only a pandemic, but we've gone through a political year like none other. And it seems as though it is still in question. Can anything bring together the various sides in Washington and other seats of power? Our country is going through a cultural upheaval with seismic shifts in moral values. The racial tensions are higher than they've been in over 50 years. Our cities are burning. Law and order is completely lost in some places. And many would be happy if it never returned. There's a worldwide unrest between nations. We wonder, when will the next war break out and will we be involved? And most assuredly, either directly or indirectly, we certainly will be. And so I come back to the question, in these difficult and troublesome times, perhaps greater than anything since World War II or the Great Depression, Never has our nation in our lifetimes experienced such unrest, such questions about tomorrow, such uneasiness about today, such fear. And so in the midst of all that going on around us and within us, we celebrate the birth of the one who was known as the Prince of Peace. Now that's almost ironic, isn't it? In times where it seems that there is no peace, the Prince of Peace has come, and we celebrate that tonight. Do these troublesome times change who he is as the Prince of Peace? Is that all just maybe wishful thinking? Is everything truly well? Is Jesus the one who can bring peace? Is he something less than the Prince of Peace this season because of what we're experiencing? And I would say the answer is a resounding no. It doesn't change who he is, but it does test whether we believe he is who he said that he is. He is the Prince of Peace. Can you believe that in the midst of everything we've been walking through, in everything we are walking through even yet? For you see, it is easy to celebrate the Prince of Peace when everything around us is peaceful, is it not? That doesn't test our faith. It doesn't challenge our trust. It doesn't shake our confidence. But in the midst of turmoil, social, political, personal, in times of great pain and great loss and great unrest, this is when we find out if our faith is truly the real deal. Amen? May I suggest to you that, like the song that was just sung by Jason and Jenna, all is well. Say that with me. All is well. Say it again. All is well. Say it like you believe it. All is well. And I would just suggest to you, when you leave here, keep saying it until you do believe it. Because all is well. Everything is going perfectly as planned by our Heavenly Father in eternity past. All is well. Everything. No exceptions. All is well. Not was, not will be. It is well right now. All is well. What we are experiencing seems to be random, out of control, no end in sight, but it's not. According to God, it is well. So how can we have such confidence and assurance in times like these? How can we be joyful? I mean, isn't joy one of the main themes of Christmas? Peace. Isn't peace one of the main themes of Christmas? Those two words in silver letters hang on our Christmas tree. Are they true in our homes? In our lives? How can we be joyful, worshipful, and confident about today and tomorrow? How can we celebrate when there seems to be so many reasons to worry, fret, and fear? How can we do that? I suggest one small word for the reason that we can be joyful and worshipful and not be fretful and worrying and afraid, and that little three-letter word is God, G-O-D. The very God who promised us in Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. And we know that for those who love God, all things, pandemics, politics, worldwide unrest, all of the challenges of life, we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. This is all working out for our good, dear friends. All is well because of our God. the Trinity, the great three in one. All is well because of the plans of a sovereign Father. Our Father God has not only planned everything that we are going through, everything experienced during the course of man's life here on earth, from beginning to whatever will be the end. God not only planned it, but it is all under His control. Now, many people push against that and fight that and resist that and hate that because they don't like the idea that a God is in control of their lives. But I want to tell you, it brings great comfort to me. I know that nothing touches my life. Nothing touches my family's life except that it has been carefully measured out by the great physician, and it is the very perfect thing that we need, whether pleasant or painful. It is all from Him and it is all His gift. How do I know that? Isaiah 45, 6 and 7 says this, I am the Lord. There is no other. I form light and create darkness. I make well-being and create calamity. I am the Lord who does all these things. And according to Paul in Romans 8, 28, all of them, whether calamity or goodness, whether light or darkness, God works it together for the good of those who love Him and follow Him. He is a God who does all things well. And He loves us more than we can even imagine. He loves you more than you can even dream of. Because of a sovereign Father who is working out His plan, all things are well tonight. All is well. All is well because of the pain of a sacrificial Son who is our brother. Have you thought about that? This babe of Bethlehem is actually our elder brother according to the Scripture. We are joint heirs with Him of the blessings of God. He's the one that paid for them for us. He came into this world as an innocent, truly sinless little child, little baby, and He lived 33 years of sinless sacrifice. For what end? To pay your sin debt and mine. A debt none of us could ever pay, but a debt that we all owed. He came and paid the price. He paid the full debt. Our elder brother went before us and took care of what we couldn't take care of. And today He is back at the right hand of the Father and He is making intercession for all of us. He is making our prayers, our pleadings. He is making them heard in heaven. He is making sense out of all of the nonsense of our lives. All is well because of the pain, the passion, the suffering of this sacrificial Son. But all is well also because of the presence of a comforting Spirit who is here in this very room with us. God present here. God present here. Before Jesus went back to heaven, He said the night before His crucifixion, He said, I'm going to send you another comforter. I have been your comforter for these last 3.5 years, I'm about to depart, but I'm going to send you another comforter, another of the same kind, because God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit are three, yet they are one. Another comforter of the same kind. He is our, the Greek word is paraclete, one who is called alongside us to help us, to guide us, to protect us, to lead us, to be ever present. God, ever present with his children. He is the earnest, the guarantee, the down payment, so to speak, of our inheritance. Because you have the Holy Spirit in your heart as a Christ follower, that is your guarantee that everything else God has promised, all of heaven and God too, is going to be your experience one day when God calls you home. It is because of the presence of this Holy Spirit who is here that we have the guarantee that God says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. So if you have a comforter living inside you and walking beside you, why worry? Why fret? Why be anxious? Why fear? Though all the world crumbles around us, though the nearest and dearest perhaps is taken from us, perhaps the worst thing we could ever imagine has come our way, we can say, all is well. Do I experience pain? Yes. Trouble? Yes. Anguish? Yes. Am I tempted to be afraid? Absolutely. Every moment of every day. But when I remember this Father who has everything in control, for you see, I often ask the question, has it ever occurred to you that nothing has ever occurred to him? He is in control of all of it. And Jesus has paid the debt. And there's nothing you'll have to face today or tomorrow or in any of the other tomorrows of your life. There's nothing that will ever come your way, no matter how bad, painful, difficult, but what Jesus is already there waiting for you. Because of the presence of the Holy Spirit, we have no need to fear. All is well. These great truths about our great God is what gives comfort, even in our dying moments. I had a very dear friend, a pastor's wife from my home church in Little Rock, Arkansas, and her husband was also from our church, and I heard, like many of you did, because some of you know of her, maybe even have met her. Miss Maggie Chandler has been a dear friend of mine for over 50 years. And a couple of weeks ago, because of COVID, she was called from a hospital bed in Conway, Arkansas, to her heavenly home. And because of the separation caused by this awful disease, this awful virus, her family was not able to be with her the moment she passed. And so they requested that these verses be read to her. So nurses gathered around her deathbed, and as she was drawing her final breaths, these words were being read aloud to her, and I believe to them. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. His name's sake. It's Jesus, isn't it? And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness, actually in the Hebrew, only goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This too is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. My friends, this Christmas season, all is well. All is well. It's different, and it will be, but all is well. God's plan is being worked out in this world, and even more personally, in your life and in your family, according to what God had written and planned before this world existed. Would you pray with me, please? Father, we thank you for the wonderful blessing of your word, the wonderful truth of who you are, and the wonderful assurance we have even in this Christmas season, in this time of difficulties around us, that we as your children can have peace and assurance and live joyfully and victoriously in spite of all the rest. And Father, may we do that. Help us to do that, to fix our thoughts on you and who you are and what you mean to our lives, so that we can be a shining light to others, even as Jesus was to the people of his day. And I pray that you would bless every family here and every family that is only here by way of this broadcast. I pray, Father, that you would bless this Calvary family and our extended families that maybe are celebrating these days with us. Keep us safe. Make Jesus the center of all of our thoughts and all of our fellowship and of all of our time together. And may we be a shining light to others. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So you see, my friends, all indeed is well. This triune God manifested in the flesh by Jesus of Nazareth is our hope and our confidence, even in days like these. Do you know him? I mean, do you really know him in a personal relationship? Is he in your heart today? Are you cleansed of your sins and your sin debt? More than anything else, that would be the greatest gift you could ever receive this Christmas season. In a time that grows increasingly dark, the Bible tells us that Jesus is the light. He is the light of the world. And we who have put our trust in him, we are reflectors of that light, and we are also carriers of that light. Each year as we close this service, we look to the Christ candle, because all we can do is receive the light from him. And then we receive that, and then we seek to pass that light along to others. That's what the gospel impels us and compels us to do.
Our heart's desire is that you grow and understand the direction God has for you in your life. We hope that by listening today, you are one step closer to discovering that for yourself. If you live in Northwest Arkansas and are looking for a church to call your own, we invite you to reach out to us at Calvary as we study and serve together. We meet for worship at 10:30 on Sunday mornings at 1410 North Porter Road in Fayetteville, Arkansas. If you wish to find out more information about Calvary Church or simply contact us, you can do that through our Facebook page or at calvaryfayetteville.com. Until next time, remember that God, his word, and his people can provide direction for life.